Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
.com. Simulcast on Facebook Live.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll check those out when you get a chance. Use them to your advantage. We built all of them just for you. As I said, it's just you and me. I've got something I want to talk about. I want to report on a poll that we conducted last week. As you know, every week we conduct an online poll. In our newsletter, we publish it, and so we asked this question: would you or have you refused to hire someone because of their tattoos and or piercings, basically their body augmentation, body modification? So 16% said, I have discriminated, I have refused to hire someone, and I would. 16%. 41% said, I haven't had to, but I would. 27% said, well, it depends on how many. Only 16% said, I wouldn't, I haven't, or it doesn't matter to me. Only 16%. So 84% of our audience said that they either have, they would, or they might not hire someone who had tattoos or piercings. So here's some statistics for you folks, some market information. There are several million, maybe as many as 6 million good-paying jobs going unfilled in the U.S. today across many industries, not just low-paying jobs. The reason, I've been told by experts, is a lack of qualified applicants, I should say. Now, you might think that that means they're not qualified to do the job, right? Well, but when I probed deeper about what lack of qualifications meant, I was told that it included applicants who didn't know how to behave. They showed up for an interview inappropriately dressed, or the business owner, the decision maker, just didn't like the way the person looked or acted. I was also told that it included piercings and tattoos. So if you don't interview well, you don't get the job. If you don't have the skills, you don't get the job. But if you have the skills and nobody wants to look at you because you got tattoos all over the place, you got stuff hanging out of your face, then you might not get hired. And as you saw, 84% of our folks said it would cause them to make a judgment outside of the skill aptitude assessment. They might not. 84% said they might not hire somebody. Either they wouldn't or they might not, outside of the skills aptitude assessment. And over half of them said that they would discriminate against somebody who had body modification or mutilation. Well, I admit to being old school. I don't think I can deny that after all these years. But I've hired employees with nose rings more than once, even though I didn't like to look at it. I still don't like to look at it, but I have done it. Here's a true story, though. I once walked into a sub shop, a sandwich shop. I looked across the counter to see. I was traveling. It was a new business I'd never been in before. I looked across the counter to see that every employee, it was astonishing, every employee in that building, including the people making the sandwiches, had dramatic and multiple tattoos and piercings. I felt as if I was walking into a body art conference or something. After a few seconds, they were trying to take my order. I actually stopped. I walked over to the manager, and I told him that the appearance of his employees was not conducive to my appetite, and I went somewhere else and got my food. So I walked out. I voted with my feet because these people looked, it was such an affront to my appetite, frankly. I'm not saying they're not good people. Maybe they're great people. But the appearance of them bothered me. And so from a standpoint of eating the food, I think a lot of people are like that. So the U.S. is synonymous with liberty. And just as everyone has a liberty to modify their body, employers and customers enjoy the same liberty to hire and do business with whomever they choose. One of the most interesting paradoxes of living in the land of liberty is that decisions have consequences. So, young people, if you're thinking about having tattoos, if you're thinking about having more piercings or a piercing, then, you know, you get to do that. And it's not for me to say. It's not my business whether you do that or not. And you can call me an old fogey if you want to, but remember, decisions have consequences. And whatever you're going to do that other people can see might have an impact on your future success. It just might have. So think about that before you make a decision to have another tattoo or a tattoo or some kind of a piercing that can't be reversed. And as I said, I admit to being an old fogey. Got to take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. 7 months or more. Ran out of time and money. Looks like they took my friend. Oh, Lord, I'm sucking old.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.